Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, in what could be an absolute game changer for the Congress party in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, after years of speculation, Priyanka Gandhi has finally taken the plunge into active party politics as Congress appointed her as the poll in charge for Eastern Uttar Pradesh. This means that Priyanka will directly be up against Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and BJP star campaigner Yogi Adityanath. Congress's trump card comes only days after the Samajwadi Party and the Bahujan Samaj Party announced an unprecedented alliance, a move which was seen as a snub to the National Party. Congress's previous alliance in state, the Rashtriya Lok Dal, also broke ties with the party to join the BSP-SP alliance. However, while addressing the media at Amethi yesterday, Rahul Gandhi, who's on a two-day visit to his home constituency, said that he's willing to hold talks with Mayawati and Akhilesh as he respects both the leaders immensely and is willing to see if something can be worked out. At the same time, the party president had said that the party will fight alone for the 80 parliamentary seats in the state and that he had a surprise in store for all of us. Now, a flood of reactions followed the news of Priyanka's appointment, with several Congress leaders, including Delhi Congress chief Sheila Dixit, saying that the move will pose a great threat to the opposition. Meanwhile, many BJP leaders took a dig at the recent move, with the BJP UP in charge JP Nadda even accusing the party of dynasty politics, saying that the Congress party only concentrates on one family. At the same time, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said that Priyanka Gandhi's ascent into politics essentially means the failure of Rahul Gandhi, and that the Congress, as always, is focusing on just one family, while on the other hand, BJP focuses on the people of the country and everybody essentially. On the other hand, the Congress has also chalked out a core strategy called the Mission 30 for the upcoming polls, in which it will galvanize campaigning around the seats where it had secured over near 1 lakh votes in the 2014 elections. Now, Congress sources have said that the younger Gandhi could contest for Raibareli, her mother's constituency, which she's been nurturing for years now. No one in the party, though, is willing to go on record on when or if she might contest the Lok Sabha elections, which are due by May. When asked whether she would contest the national election next, even Rahul Gandhi was non-committal. It is up to Priyanka if she wants to, the chief said. Priyanka Gandhi's entry into politics has been long awaited by many in the party. Given her charisma, mass connect, and the striking resemblance to her grandmother and former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, many had expected her to take the plunge far earlier. Now, while this marks Priyanka's official entry into the realm of politics, she has always been active behind the screens and had been party to all the big decisions in the Congress, including the recent choice of chief ministers in the heartland states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, which was a tricky issue due to the presence of multiple contenders. She was also involved when the Congress tied up with Akhilesh Yadav for the 2017 assembly elections in Uttar Pradesh and was a part of the meet where Rahul Gandhi was named party president. Almost a week ahead of the budget, the BJP-led government has announced the appointment of Piyush Goyal as the interim finance minister, as Arun Jaitley is in the US for medical treatment. This is Goyal's second stint as the finance minister, and it is likely that he will be presenting the budget, which will be the BJP-led center's last attempt to woo the electorate. The government is expected to announce several pre-election measures in this year's budget, which includes a universal basic transfer income and universal income transfer scheme for farmers. The centre is also mulling over an increase in tax exemption limit from Rs 2.5 lakh to 5 lakh a year. What's more is that the centre has already exceeded the annual budget deficit target and has little room for spending money in the current year, having foregone some tax revenues on goods and services following the three election defeats in the states of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. A high-powered selection committee will meet today to select the new CBI director after the panel ousted Alok Verma from the job earlier this month. The Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, on Monday had recused himself from hearing a plea challenging the appointment of M. Nageshwara Rao as the interim CBI director. The plea had been filed by an NGO called Common Cause that contested the appointment, saying that it was illegal, arbitrary and in violation of the Delhi Police Special Establishment Act. Meanwhile, another petition has been submitted against the appointment of former Deputy Rakesh Asthana, who had been divested of his powers following the feud with Verma over bribery charges, as Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security. The crisis in the CBI ranks began when Alok Verma accused Rakesh Asthana of accepting bribes from Hyderabad-based businessman Moin Qureshi. Asthana then raised counter-allegations against Verma on the same grounds. Now, as mentioned earlier, Congress President Rahul Gandhi is on a two-day visit to his parliamentary constituency of Uttar Pradesh's Amethi ahead of the upcoming elections. Wednesday, the first day of his visit, saw Gandhi renewing his attacks on Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the Rafale aircraft deal in his meetings around several villages. On this two-day visit of his, Gandhi is expected to meet people at the Bhamu guest house where Sonia Gandhi is also put up, after which he will be attending programs in various villages. Meanwhile, BJP leader and Union Minister Smriti Irani will be replacing the unwell BJP President Amit Shah at the rallies in West Bengal's Naida and South 24 Parganas today. The Congress Janata Dal Secular Coordination Committee meeting is set to take place in Bengaluru at 5 p.m. today. The meeting is likely to initiate a discussion on the sharing of seats between the coalition partners for the upcoming elections. The meeting will take place against the backdrop of a political crisis stirred by the allegations of poaching of Congress MLAs by the Bharatiya Janata Party in what has been dubbed as the Operation Lotus 3.0. Now, ISRO will launch India's first ever student-made satellite, the CalumSat, and the DRDO's Microsat R today. The satellites will be carried by a new variant of India's Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, the PSLV rocket, and the launch will take place at Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota. Alright, now let's have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. The Maharashtra Anti-Terrorism Squad on Wednesday arrested 9 people, including a 17-year-old, for their alleged links with the banned terror outfit ISIS. The ATS had earlier found that about the formation of a new terror outfit by the name of Ummat-e-Muhammadiyah. The suspects were then nabbed in a 2-day bust that took place in Thane's Mumbra district and Aurangabad district. Now, the ATS officers suspect that the large quantities of chemicals that have been seized from these suspects were to be used for a chemical attack in huge public gatherings. Andhra Pradesh in charge Uman Chandy on Wednesday confirmed that the Congress will contest alone in the state in the upcoming Lok Sabha elections, and with that dashed all expectations of a tie-up with the ruling Telugu Desam Party. The TDP allied with us only at the national level, so we will have no truck with it in the state. He said and confirmed that a party will be contesting for 175 assembly and 25 Lok Sabha seats. Now, the railways is said to become the first government department to implement the 10% quota for the general category poor. In a press conference, Railway Minister Piyush Goyal said that the railway plans to provide around 4 lakh jobs in the next 2 years, of which 23,000 will be given under the EWS quota. The first phase of this fresh recruitment of 1,30,328 posts shall be initiated in the month of February-March this year. The EWS quota, which was recently passed in the Parliament, accords 10% reservation to the economically weaker sections in the general category. Now, Karan Johar has finally and at last broken his silence over the controversies that erupted around the comments made by cricketer Hardik Pandya and KL Rahul at his talk show Coffee with Karan. "I have to say that I feel very responsible because it was my show, it was my platform. I invited them as guests, and so the ramifications and repercussions of the show are my responsibility," he said. Cricketers Pandya and Rahul had been suspended following outrage over their sexist and misogynist comments made on Johar's talk show earlier this month. Right, everybody, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at news18.com called The Daybreak. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya Mateen, signing off. I hope you all have a very good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.